First of all, happy Father's Day. Bless fathers. As Pastor Paul has just announced and also shared about the update of our century, so I would like to preach a message related to that. I'll use the passage, one that we are very familiar with, the five loaves and two fish, and related to our new century. The passage is from Luke chapter 9, 10 to 17. May I ask brothers and sisters to read it out together? Let's go. When the apostles returned,
they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethesda.
But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who need healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only five loaves of bread and two fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Praise the Lord. So this is the scene where it happens when 5,000 get around together and they were fed free dinner on that day. Big dinner, big banquet. I haven't seen this. I think this is the first miracle of this size recorded in Bible. It's a wonderful occasion. So from this passage, I would like to mention three hows. How inconvenient or how distracting. The second one is how difficult, and the third one is how wonderful. So let's analyze this passage together, and gain from this passage some lessons we learn, we can gather the spiritual lessons we can learn. The first one is chapter 9, 10 to 11. Let's read that together again, please. When the apostles return, the time is when the apostles return. Return from what? They actually were sent out to do some short-term ministry or mission trips, going around village to village to preach the gospel. Now the apostles return. They return, and they are looking for a wonderful time with the Master, with the Lord, Jesus, to give them their mission report, and then sharing, praying, resting. So the time occurred in this way. Once you put it into context, you see that when they saw there's a large crowd, in fact, they were withdrawing themselves to a place where they can have some rest, maybe some food, or maybe some good fellowship together with the Lord. That's their plan. But suddenly, how many? There are many who come. If you are one of the apostles, how would you think? How distracting. With all this plan already, we're going to march out to rest with our Lord. But suddenly, there's a crowd who come out and interrupt our plan. How distracting, how inconvenient. I don't know whether you have that feeling or not. Sometimes you are very busy on the track doing something. And suddenly, someone emerges from your fellowship, from your brothers and sisters. And they have a need. And you say, how inconvenient. I'm already very busy. I'm already very busy. Then suddenly you talk about something. Sometimes we find sometimes even annoying. Yet our Master, the Lord, what happened to him? He welcomed them and spoke to them. He has passion for them. I would imagine that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, would have the same initial feeling too. He also needs some rest. He wants to look forward to this time with his beloved disciples.
I think humility, this was not in my plan too. There are thousands of people coming. Yet he has something special. He has compassion. That compassion overcame his initial feeling of being distracted. I think I need to learn from Jesus. Sometimes we are so busy working on our agenda, but something suddenly pop up. All of our expectations are not our plan. Sometimes it's the need of brothers and sisters. Actually, sometimes it's all of their own fault. They should pay for that. And now it creates problems for us. How distracting. Yet, we need to learn from compassion. Sometimes we need to, when their needs, put aside what we're doing and entertain their needs. That's what the Lord do. He put aside the plan of having this gathering. In fact, there's another thing. You know, at that time, in the context, Herod, the King Herod, was searching for Jesus. There's a danger here. So that's why they're withdrawing to the city. On one hand, there's some rest. On the other hand, it's to avoid the situation when maybe they're caught by Herod and then Jesus' time will be sped up on earth. That's their plan. But suddenly this crowd problem and distract them. One time I went to preach in a church, and that church is a Chinese church. They would like to hold more people for evangelistic meeting. So I use American church. They rent the place until 9 o'clock. So we have the meeting, wonderful meeting, and after the meeting, some of the speakers would like to sit around together and talk more. And I see that the janitor was standing behind, watching us all the time. He's looking at the clock, his watch, all the time. On one hand, I understand this is his job. He would like to see us out so that he can complete his work and then he can go home. But what's church for? Church for is just for routine, doing things day in or day out. Well, but when there's need there, can you just make a little exception? Actually, we will not hang on too long. Maybe just 10 or 15 minutes. And the people may come to Christ already. Because the Spirit was wonderful working, and the people were so would like to talk. And they're very close. Just give us maybe 10 more minutes. Maybe they'll come to Christ. So at that time, I also struggled with myself. What's more important? To fulfill our daily routine, or sometimes pause and see what is in need around us. Maybe we have to put aside something you have been planning and then entertain their need first. Have the compassion of our Lord, Jesus Christ. How inconvenient. So they went by. Let's read it together. Let's read it. This is a comparing message, Mark 6:32 to 34. Let's read it together. So, I like the recording of Mark bearing this hand because it really brought out their feelings. Jesus also ran and saw a large crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And that's my problem too sometimes. I'm so busy. I have so much things I need to do on my agenda. I do not like to be distracted. But sometimes I have to. Who knows? It may be a golden opportunity that the Lord has opened up for you to care, to show your love. So Jesus was giving there a good sermon. Good sermon, and many people get around and thousands of people around. And the second challenge is how difficult 2:12-14. Could I ask you to read it again, please? Late in the afternoon,
and find food and lodging,
that we are in a remote place here. He replied, you give them from the keys. They answered, we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all this child, about 5,000 men were there.
I was imagining. It may not be true, but I was imagining. Throughout the time when Jesus was preaching, if the disciples had a watch, they'll watch the watch all the time. When, Lord Jesus, are you going to end? You have sermon after sermon watching that. We need to eat. So all these private concerns, all these distracting feelings may be there already. I'm just guessing. Most likely they'll be there. And there are thousands of people, and then and they say, Master, please, send these people away. It's already dark. If they did not go out to the village, then they will be starving. They need to find food and lodging. We are living, we are speaking in a very remote place, so we better wrap it up. Time's up, please. Send them away so that they can get fed and stay somewhere. And Jesus said, you give them something to eat. You know, in Cantonese, here maybe Dan will understand it. In Cantonese, we have a saying called Yamo Gao Cho. That means that, are you kidding? Feeding 5,000? You ask us to feed 5,000? It's just impossible. So Jesus asked a very unreasonable demand on them. He says, you give them something to eat. They said, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's impossible. You're giving a task, it's so impossible, just forget it. And this is another problem of mine sometimes. Because I study finance, business. Finance, we need to look at the cost and benefit. We have a topic called net present value approach. We have to look at whether the cash flow will cover the initial costs. We have to calculate whether it's go or no go into the project. We have to count all the numbers. But sometimes we have 2 calculators. We think that it's out of budget. It's out of our ability. It's how difficult it is to accomplish that. So forget it. A lot of times when God challenges, He challenges us beyond the budget. Sometimes it's beyond our means, our budget. He wants to challenge us so that you see something that He does, not us. That's why He's putting His disciples on a test. In fact, in John, they talk about where does 5 loaves and 2 fish come from. It's from a boy. He said, another of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and said, oh, we have just a boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fish. How far can they go with so many? This is not my boy. Master, it's just not possible. You can see there are 2 attitudes here. One is the disciples' attitude. They're looking at this, they have many concerns. And things that they find out, looking at the numbers, is not enough. 5 of those 2 fish cannot meet all 5,000 of it. They will start making excuses. Since we cannot do it, just forget it. Then they brush aside. You know what? Jesus said this in another context. Jesus is testing them. Another passage uses the word test. Jesus is testing them. They failed the test. Because they're too calculated, too pragmatic. When they look at the numbers, it can never match. 5 loaves and 2 fish, how can you feed 5,000? Simple man. Lord Jesus, simple man. Don't match. Forget it. A lot of times we do things like that too. We look at all these numbers, if it doesn't match, that gives us an excuse. Let's put that aside. Sometimes when I see a brother, sister, or maybe a seeker, they do not life, and they do not have medical insurance, and they have something big. The amount needed is enormous. And what I say to myself? My little money is not going to help. That's too much. Let's forget it. Just brush aside. Someone else will also take care of that. But not me. Because the number just do not match. On the other hand, you can find it another approach, just a little boy. But this little boy is very simple. He says, I have nothing. This is my lunch, my dinner. 5 to 2 fish. But I'm winning. Lord, use whatever you want. Actually, it's not too much. The surrendering, the amount is not that much. But it's also a lot. Because it's in his whole dinner. Not too much, yet a lot. The boy has just a simple trust. And just surrender what he has and give it to Jesus. And then he experienced God. How wonderful. Passage 15 to 17. Let's read that together. But he said to his disciples, so because of the faithful faith of that boy, Jesus broke the bread and then looked up to heaven and prayed to the Father, and he broke it and feed them, and all 5,000 ate and all were satisfied. And the disciples, when they picked up all the broken pieces, because Jesus said, don't waste. So they picked up their 12 basketfuls of broken pieces. If you were disciples at that time, what would you say? How wonderful. It's a miracle. Never have we seen this in the Bible before. Maybe never in human history. You see the miracle like that, feeding 5,000. And that miracle that day appeared in front of us. How wonderful. Let me add one more phrase. We are talking about how inconvenient, how difficult, now how wonderful, and this one how. How stupid. You people, how you stupid people. If we just follow your direction, you will not see this miracle at all. How stupid. God used this incident to test him, to help them grow in their faith. Because below, after this incident, Jesus has to reveal his identity, that he is going to die on the cross. How wonderful feeling. So basically, I can summarize two approaches to life here. One is, we just use all this calculation ourselves. The too many questions marks, then we say, we have excuse, not doing anything. Yet the little boy is not a big burden. He said, God, I have a little. I don't have meals. I got 2 loaves and 2 fish only. 5 loaves. Just use it whatever you like. And that 5 loaves and 2 fish becomes 10 of blessings of 5,000. God can also use you like that. God did not demand a means. He just asks you whether you're willing to surrender your 5 loaves of 2 fish. So that he can multiply from that to feed many people. We talk about the century, and that was when they start being a frame here. At the same time. I'm sorry, I took pictures when I'm here, because I was out almost all the time. When I could, I just go in and just took pictures, because I enjoy the process. The week before, the last time I was also here, so I took advantage also to go to take some pictures. I'm sorry that I could not come stay in the church to help a lot, but whenever I did, I'd stay around. And this is the place now. It's all very beautiful. In some of the bronzes, not just them, but quite a few bronzes. and also sometimes sisters in different aspects help out to build the sanctuary. And heaven is speaking, we pull the line together, the big before, the wires, and by doing that, it saves the church a lot of money. As Pastor mentioned, we're going to celebrate it. And Nelson just gave us a report earlier. God has been wonderful and provide. Because we are diligent when we do it as a general contractor ourselves, it saves about $145,000. With all this, then suddenly there's some non-budget items like planting the trees and duskings. So far, God has met all the need. There's additional $12,000 left. Not a lot. So my challenge to you. Let's make it whole. Finish the job. Not a lot of money. Maybe just 5 loaves and 2 fish. I'm looking at this situation. Exodus 35:46. Let's read it together. Moses said to the whole Israelite community. So the Lord is building the tabernacle and some and ask people to give to build the tabernacle. And what happened? The Israelites follow. Let's read it together. Then the whole the Israelites respond tremendously. They brought a lot of what they have. And then what happened? Finally, and said to Moses, the people will bring more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded to be done. Then Moses gave a very strange order. That's enough. We are plenty. So brothers and sisters, in fact, you know, Ash was planning to miss Christmas message back in February and March. But because of some incident, I have to preach another message first. But God has been very faithful. Now that our shortage is very small, only $12,000. So, I have visions. I want to see some things. I visualize what? That's at the end of August, we have a wonderful celebration dedication of this beautiful sanctuary to the Lord. This is one thing I envision. The second thing I envision is that our offering is more than enough. So brothers and sisters, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't say that, oh, let people who have it give it. I don't have a lot of money. It's actually, it's not your money. It's your effort, your participation that make the church meaningful and wonderful, that we work together for this cause. And most important of all, as some brothers already reminded, it's not the hardware. That once the sanctuary is built, we have to address the software. How we can do discipleship, how can we reach out to people. And this is the ultimate goal of building this sanctuary. That we would like to see many seekers, many people got saved in that building. Let's pray. Father, thank you for letting us gather here to worship you, and thank you for the faithfulness of brothers who give and labor, and now we finally see the end of the building coming to completion. And there's still some remaining part to be covered. We urge you to move brothers and sisters to author the 5 loaves and 2 fish to you, so that you can feed 5,000, and we can see in front of you wonderful things. How wonderful. We pray in Jesus' name.